Well, hello and welcome to Chatting with Chuckles. We're into season three and we are going through our 50 Shades of Rambling On. I know it's been a couple of weeks since the last episode. My apologies, I was supposed to do one every week, but typically, you know, things get in the way and all sorts. So here we are though. Back for another episode. Thank you to those that have listened in and hopefully enjoyed it. I know it was a bit of an introduction one. This one is a little bit better, shall we say. Well, I hope it's a little bit better anyway. It's called Cafe Blues, and we're going to the Cafe Blues in a moment. Well, I am a bit of a coffee snob, actually, since from a long way back when I trained to be a barista in underneath Canary Wharf at Seattle Coffee Company, they were called, and they morphed, turned into Starbucks. So, yes, I got my training with them. Didn't last very long, but ever since then, yeah, I've kind of been a bit of a coffee. I don't like the instant stuff. No, the one, the freeze-dried, whatever you call it, coffee in a jar. It's disgusting. Don't you think? Well, I think so anyway. Let me know, actually, in the comments. Can you handle the old instant stuff? Or do you prefer proper? I've kind of got into the grinding of coffee beans now. Rather than buying the already, you know, grinded. Grinded? Is that a word? I don't know. I'm looking at nobody in particular while I'm doing this. So, get a bit of exercise when you twiddle the old grinder around, getting those muscles going. So today's episode is called Cafe Blues. So it's actually written on the 4th of March, and gosh, how things have changed since then. So I think without further ado, let's have a listen. What happened on that day? The 4th of March. What a damp week, in more ways than one. It started all right, then went rapidly downhill, and is slowly slogging its way back up again. It's Friday. Being ill for a day and being wiped out isn't much fun. Well, I've just gone through that again. Ugh. Thought it was COVID, but Tess seemed to not think so, thankfully. Life is tough. So many at the moment, and it's going to get worse, isn't it, by the sounds of things. Listening to the news reports, watching the TV screens, I shouldn't complain. But there again, everyone has their battles to face. Sorry to use such a term, but I soldier on. So I suppose this was just at the start of the Ukraine war. Probably why I said that. There are rays of light. Wasn't that a Madonna song? Jay is a beacon of light among the gloom and wet weather. Oh, she winds me up like a clockwork toy and loves it. She does, actually. Marillion released their new album. And after one listen, it sounds bloody amazing. I wish more people liked them. That band does things for me. Does things to me, I suppose I should say. Like turning a grain 50-year-old now, into a sobbing mess. But in a joyful way. It's a bizarre mix. It is, actually. And we'll go on about that in a minute. I also had a thought. I go to a cafe as a change of venue from the hard chair of the flat, and I realise I go there to work, not to sit and take a moment to relax and watch the world go by. That is something I should do. A cafe is such a wonderful space to be in. You can be in your own little world, watching everyone go about their business or read a book. I was at the time, I'm nearly through The Man Who Died Twice at that point. It's good, by the way. I love Joyce, but don't particularly like Elizabeth. So if you've read the books, you might agree with me. Right, work to be done. No West for the Wicked, or is it the Big-Nosed? No cafe sitting and watching today, but I will. Oh, I will. So So there you go. That was my diary entry. I mean, not the most exciting, but there's a couple of points in there. One is it's my love of Marillion. I mean, that goes back to 1985. So when Misplaced Childhood came out, and from then onwards that I fell in love with them. It's the only album I think I've ever listened to twice in one day. I'm a bit picky with things like that. I kind of listen to it once, and then I like to savour things and listen to it the next day. And I'm like that. I don't often binge watch programmes. So if I like something, I'll watch one episode and then stop. I won't watch the next one, and I'll carry on the next day. And I like the building up, you know, and you can think about things. So it was like that with, but Misplaced Childhood, the first Marillion album I liked, listened to that twice. It's still up there. It's one of my favourites of theirs. But they released a new album. It's called An Hour Before It's Dark, and it's ruddy marvellous. So if you get a chance, have a listen to it. It's, I mean, the subjects are not so joyful as such, but an album, it's absolutely fantastic. They really are back on form. I mean, they are prog, rock, pop, you know, call it what you will. But it's a brilliant album. And I'm actually going to see them in Aylesbury in their hometown venue as they do their UK tour in a couple of weeks, actually. That's going to be. So that's going to be fantastic. So I can't wait for that. But yes, they do turn me into a sobbing mess occasionally. Especially the song Care. I listen to that. You tell me if you don't cry at the end of it. Then cafes. Yeah, I mean, I do. I go and sit and work in cafe because I work from home a lot of the time. A cafe is kind of my space in a way. It's a place to go and relax and take it easy, really. But I don't do that. I actually go there and work, which is, I do work well sometimes. If I'm in the zone, I can work better than I do at home because I've got these. Oh, heaven knows why Em chose these, but she did. And Em is my daughter, by the way. And she chose these chairs, and quite frankly, they aren't good for me bottom. So I have a change of scenery, head to the cafe, and there's a couple of nice ones where I live up here in Aylesbury that I go to. Not all the time, it's expensive now, but maybe once a week, just for a change of scenery. And as I said before, I read the diary entry. I'm a bit of a coffee snob. But aren't we all a bit now? We kind of changed, I think. I don't know when. When did cafes become kind of a thing? They weren't when we were younger, I'm sure. Only recently that they have. But I don't get a chance to actually just sit in them, read a book or chill. You know, I kind of use them as an office rather than a place to relax in. And maybe I should. Maybe it's nice to sit there for a while and read a good book. And I was reading The Man Who Died Twice, and his new one comes out soon, I believe. I do love Joyce. I think she's great, if you've read the books. And although Elizabeth is kind of the main character, I'm not a big fan of her. I don't find her that nice. Is that a bad thing? I mean, if you've read Richard Osman's The Thursday Night Murder Club books, do you agree? Because, no, quite frankly, this is so much more fun. So I'm looking forward to the new one. When it comes out, I should probably have a read. And I'll let you know what it's like as a bit of a review. So there you go. I was kind of quite miserable then, obviously. But, I mean, a lot of things were happening. I mean, a lot of things are happening now, aren't they, of course. So have a listen to Marillion's An Hour Before It's Dark. Read Richard Osman's Thursday Night, Thursday Murder Club, and It will bring you some joy, even though their subject matters may not, what they sing and write about may not be the most joyous of subject matters. They are certainly well worth looking into and enjoying, because they are enjoyable, whatever you think, whatever, you know, the subject matter that they are talking about. So there you go. That was Cafe Blues. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have, please go to my Buy Me a Coffee site. Buy Me a Coffee, Spooky Tree G, it's called. And subscribe, and you'll get not just blog, but there's artwork and the podcasts. And I will start doing some extra little bits and pieces on there as well, for only those that subscribe. So you're very welcome to join that and join us again for another episode of Chatting with Chuckles. Although there wasn't many chuckles today, but hopefully there will be more as we go along very soon. Okay? Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Chatting with Chuckles, and thank you ever so much for doing so. It's very kind of you. If you have enjoyed the podcast, then please do subscribe or give us a comment or share with others so that they can enjoy it too. This has been a Spooky Tree production. Thanks for listening.